All right, so I think we're recording. Share the screen now. Hi everyone, and thanks very much for joining our session. My name is Luzana Rosanova, and I'm a researcher at the Open Science Lab at TIB Hanover. And I'm a founding member of the Wiki-based stakeholder group. Today I'm joined by another founding member, Dragan Espensheet. Hi, Dragan.
Hi, yeah, so my name is Dragan Espensheet. I'm the preservation director at Rhizome, which is a digital arts institution located in New York and on the internet. And yeah, also Rhizome acts as the fiscal sponsor of this stakeholders group.
Thanks, Dragan. And I should probably also mention that I worked with Rhizome for a few years during my PhD before joining TIB in Germany. So today we'll be talking about sustainable community building with our group. But first, let's start with what is Wikibase and who are the stakeholders. So Wikibase is a free and open source collection of applications and MediaWiki extensions for creating, managing, and sharing structured data. It's maintained by Wikimedia Germany. It is the system used for running Wikidata, and as many of you probably know, Wikidata is a very large public and open knowledge base. Wikibase can be deployed as a separate instance independent from Wikidata, which is important for us, and it offers various interfaces for federation. It's also used by researcher cultural institutions to structure original research, cultural collections, and many more because of this opportunity to run it independently. So today we have a particular structure for the talk. We will introduce our approach to community building, basically answering a set of questions that were put together originally by Greg Bloom in the Principles of Governing Open Source Commons. This is a living document about the design of sustainable open source communities, and we hope these questions will not only provide insights to our own community and how we've worked on towards building it, but also they could be useful questions that everyone here who is part of open source communities can use them to structure your own governance and organization better. So they're supposed to be QAFs, or questions that are meant to be asked frequently. The first question, or rather set of questions, is focused on the purpose of the community. So, what are the principles that guide the community? What are our values, and what are our assumptions? And we can start by looking at our mission statement, which answers parts of these questions. So, the Wikibase stakeholder group commissions the production, maintenance of open source extension to Wikibase, and documentation for institutions that want to operate and maintain a fully fledged instance. Our group plans on producing software and documentation that will empower the use of Wikibase for new use cases and in new settings. Its focus is not on a single domain, such as science, humanities, or GLAM per se, but rather on identifying projects that will benefit as many stakeholders as possible. And to go a little bit further into our values and assumptions, our values are basically supporting open source tools for knowledge graphs, and our core assumption is that Wikibase can be one such tool that significantly improves the way research, culture, and other types of public data are shared, used, and reused by a wide range of stakeholders. Next, let's look a little bit at the history of how this community came to be, and here Rhizome plays a significant role. So Rhizome was basically piloting the use of Wikibase within GLAM context since its early release in 2015, so quite a few years ago. And Rhizome co-organized the first set of public meetups and events around the emerging Wikibase community and ecosystem of decentralized instances. Following the success of bringing the community together through these events, Rhizome and a few early adopters started the Wikibase stakeholder group officially towards the end of 2020. And there's more information about all of these meetups, of course, on Wikidata and various meta pages in the Wikimedia ecosystem. So next, another important set of questions: who actually should be welcome in this community? What should be the criteria for membership? And what are the key roles in this community? So membership is open both to organizations and individuals who are using Wikibase for relevant work. And they, of course, need to be willing to provide resources towards our mission. Members are expected to already be active users and developers of Wikibase. There are other community groups that serve the purpose of welcoming and supporting newcomers. And our members are also expected to be active in meetings, asynchronous discussions, and decision making. In terms of roles, there are some clearly defined roles in our community for who should maintain the shared online resources like the group website, the mailing list, social media, etc. And beyond that, we operate or we aim to operate a consensus-based model. Now, this model, the way we define it, is based on the community role toolkit. This means that decisions that affect the group collectively should involve participation of all participants, basically. And within that model, there's a little bit more specific way to describe what happens when projects are conceived. It's a model called duocracy. So basically, the people who make proposals that the group agrees on are then responsible for the implementation of these proposals, and they can delegate as necessary, and as other participants are willing to help. Of course, there are challenges in operating this model, in a kind of perfect way. So, our next steps for the next year or two would be to aim to decentralize a bit more. Even within the duocracy model, we want to basically incentivize that more participants are more active in proposing new projects and ideas and then helping implement the proposals. And this leads us a little bit more specifically towards what are these projects we're talking about? What are the resources we are stewarding? And then there's another set of questions from this QAF set that we're going to talk about. So first, let's start with the what. So what are we producing? We are producing software resources which focus on extensions to Wikibase instead of contributing to Wikibase core. And why are these resources valuable and basically under what circumstances? So the resources are valuable to institutions who want to expand use cases of Wikibase outside Wikimedia. And furthermore, in order to be valuable and timely to the community needs, these resources need to be independent from official Wikibase release cycles. This is at least our assumption that we're working on at the moment. At the same time, we aim to still coordinate our efforts with Wikimedia Germany in order to ensure that extensions produced by the group align with the overall Wikibase roadmap to avoid duplicating efforts or creating short-lived extensions. Next, we want to talk about the how are we producing and maintaining these resources? So members of the group pool financial and human resources so that the group can, one, define and consolidate desirable features and documentation, two, produce or commission projects, and three, maintain these projects. So the group is, of course, open to handing over the features and the resources that we developed to Wikimedia Germany when we collectively decide that integrating them into Wikibase core would be beneficial and help with maintenance further down the line. Another important question is the skills, right? What skills and tools do we need to create, maintain, and use the resources? And we believe that a wide range of skills is actually helpful here. So not only development skills, but also project management skills, technical writing skills, UX design skills, and subject domain knowledge that can guide the development needs around certain use cases. So we therefore aim to invite and attract a diverse range in our members who can bring different kinds of skills. The next question within this set is actually around challenges. So what are the challenges in both producing and using the resources? And so far, the biggest challenge, especially for production, remains the steep learning curve within Wikimedia development environments and building the necessary developer capacity to meet all the needs of our community. For example, there are only two or three commercial agencies currently working with Wikibase software, which we could rely on for commissions. And among our own members in-house, the developers are struggling to get proper onboarding, basically. So, how will we educate members of our community about the nature of the resources and challenges and benefits? At the moment, we're planning primarily lots of workshops that will aim to help onboard a wider pool of developers. We want to build developer capacity with the help of Wikimedia Germany, so these are collective efforts. We also do a lot of outreach and participation in various open meetings and events, including events like Wikidatacon and also this very conference as well. And we, of course, aim to produce always detailed and accessible documentation. So, building up a little bit further on the questions of resources, another useful set of questions to think about is the kind of use circumstances. So, under what circumstances should people be able to produce or use these resources? And ideally, we want to establish a mature environment wherein it is relatively easy for new developers joining the group to be able to start contributing to our projects and resources. But we are aware that we're not quite there yet. We plan to still work with commercial providers to have greater expertise in the Wikibase, who have greater expertise basically in the Wikibase code base and can deliver open resources for us to maintain. And also, yeah, we want to work with these commercial providers to help build up our own capacity a bit better. And another question here to think about is what, and basically how might people who are not members of our community actually interact with our work and our resources? And non-members are of course welcome to reuse our resources, our extensions, our documentation, as soon as we have released those. Since everything will be published openly using open licenses, we do not intend to limit such interactions. However, we do reserve the right not to respond to requests from non-members to customize or amend resources that we have developed specifically to meet the needs of our group members. So there is, of course, some prioritizing on the needs of our group members. Next, I will talk a little bit about you know, conflicts that emerge within the production and the use of these resources within any kind of commons community. And how will we deal with members of the community that have acted at odds with our principles and violated our trust? These are important questions to think about, even during like early stages of community organizing. So early on, we established a code of conduct, which was adapted from Geek Feminism's template. It's a CC0 template, and we recommend checking it out if you're still working on your code of conduct. And so far, we have not had to implement any conflict resolution measures. But when such cases arise, as inevitably they probably will as the community grows, we are fortunate to have the expertise of Code for Science and Society, who are a member of our community. And they're a nonprofit organization in the States who steward a variety of open source projects that have a kind of social benefit component. So we hope to rely on their knowledge and expertise in this area in the future. And next, I'll hand over to my colleague Dragan, who will talk us through a little bit more in detail about the platforms and tools that we use to manage our work, to make decisions, and to plan projects.
Okay. In the beginning, when the Wikibase stakeholder group formed, we were just having our regular group calls. But it as the group was growing and as we realized that we actually need to come to decisions and we need a structure for that, we also decided we want to use some supportive tools for this. And of course, also publish a website which lists the members and also to the outside signals that we are actually a serious group, that we are all using the software that we want to contribute to, and that basically we are a good place to get in touch with when you are also thinking about engaging in contributing to Wikibase for extra Wikimedia usage, basically. And I also quickly want to say that we are very glad that Wikimedia themselves is part of the group and is regularly attending our meetings and contributing to our like documentation and our meeting notes and everything. We are like basically in very good contact with them, which is important since we want to contribute to that software. And yeah, so what we are also using a lot is a self-hosted Hedgehog instance where we take meeting notes or all together work on proposals. This is just a simple Markdown editor, which you can set up so that everyone who has the URL can contribute, or just people that have an account on this instance. And it's like although we are a wiki, like we are organized around a media wiki product, it is really difficult to use for most people, like the classic wiki syntax and the non concurrent editing. This is something that Hedgehog can provide, and which makes for like really smooth protocol taking and idea sketching and so forth. We have also used Miro for online meetings where a lot of people work together to decide something or like to narrow down what we want to do. It is still very important to like clearly design such meetings and such settings and provide like a guidance of what participants of these sessions can do. So for example, here the overall topics that that are mentioned here in this road mapping exercise, they come from like a longer list of grievances or ideas or like already started projects that group members have before collected on GitHub. And this can also be used for like small user interface prototypes, which are very important to communicate a software development goal to non-technical users, and also to make sure that right from the beginning, it is not ending up as something that is like unusable in the end. Finally, I want to show our Lumio instance, which is a software tool that is has been developed to support the operations of cooperatives and is supporting decision making. It offers a bunch of useful tools for asynchronous communication and decision making. So you can run regular threads, which look a little bit like email mailing lists, but are very easy to use and also displayed in a structured way that is helping people to understand where a discussion stands. They are very useful to test waters or to define terminology that we want to use or figure out in what direction we want to move in a more rough sense. And the polls force participants of the group to submit a relatively well-formed proposal that then the other group members can vote on. For example, we were looking here at formulating a list of requirements for running Wikibase in institutions that we wanted to communicate with Wikimedia Deutschland. And this was a collaboratively created document. And then we finally voted on this would be published and this would be officially handed over to Wikimedia Deutschland, or it's about like what kind of what kind of software project we want to take on next. This is here one of the examples of that. This definitely creates accountability and also a history of decisions that group members can look back on later, and also for new members to see like how decisions have been coming together over the course of the existence of the group. Yeah, thanks. Oops, Sana, maybe you wanna...
Thanks, Jorgen. Yeah.
Our final list of resources.
I will just share the final slide again. So everyone should be able to see this link in the platform for the conference, the link to the slides, and therein you will get access to all the links throughout the entire document, but also to this final list of resources that we've put together, which we have found very useful while conceptualizing some of the more formal terms of how we organize the community, but also just generally helpful guidance and some interesting events that everyone can check out and maybe sign up for in the future. So we hope this was really a helpful presentation, giving you some resources, some tools, and some ideas how you can organize your own communities. And we look forward to having a panel discussion shortly